Hello, ladies and gentlemen. A follow-up quick rant of truth to the last quick rant of truth. And that one was around a 10/22/2020 FDA Vaccines and Related Biological Products Advisory Committee meeting, wherein one of the presenters discussed for about 24 seconds the general idea that you should be seeing the adverse events of interest that they already knew about before the COVID vaccine was released, but he doesn't list any of them, and the slide that he's referring to gets delayed and doesn't get put up for 24 seconds, and then in the same one-second period, 2 hours, 33, and 40 seconds, you see both the delayed slide that stayed up that is not applicable, and the slide that should have been up for a whole 24 to 25 seconds, and then the following slide is literally up a fraction of a second. So at the beginning, the follow-up is this. At the beginning of this, the guy mentions that Tom or somebody did cover it previously. So I don't want to really dwell on it because that was covered previously. So I decided, let's go see if it was covered previously. Big surprise, it was not. The previous person did the exact same bullcrap, the exact same subterfuge, the exact same don't let those show for any real period of time outside of that we could, the fact checkers will give us cover and say it was too shown. It was too shown in the presentation. It wasn't read. It wasn't emphasized. It barely showed up. So I'm going to give you that background. Then we're going to go discuss and let you hear this Tom character and what he said and give you the visual, I'm sorry, the verbal anyway of this. You can go look it up yourself. So here we are at 2:33:13 of an 8:50:55 long video. And I will speak up over this just to give the name because I can't read it right now because of the title as I'm in paused. It's somebody Anderson, but at 16, you'll hear him talk about Tom.
The new COVID-19 vaccine. Tom had this list of possible adverse event outcomes of interest. I won't dwell on this. He had them at the end of his presentation. So we'll be coordinating which of these and others that we might be using in our
Stephen Anderson
analysis. But it gives you a feel for the types of events. I'm sorry, this is slide 17. FDA's experience with
slide shows, slide disappears.
So we have considerable experience doing near real-time surveillance. So we've conducted surveillance.
I just said how long that slide showed up. So now we're going to go back to this Tom character. This Tom character also holds a meeting for something like at least 10 to 15 minutes. So we're going to go give you that context just so I can say out loud, and you can believe me or not, but I'm going to let you hear it too. I don't have the video, but I'm as specific as anyone you'll ever meet. So I'm going to go find that because after all, he goes, well, you know, Tom did already covered it, so I won't dwell on it here. Not even for a quarter second. I mean, it may have been a quarter second. That's about it. So who is going to be speaking is a Tom Shimabukuro, like kind of maybe a Japanese last name or something, MD, MPH, MBA, CDC COVID-19 Vaccine Task Force, Vaccine Safety Team. Now, I want you to note that what he's going to be talking about is that we can surely monitor all this. VAERS is very, very good, but what would we do also? Oh, we'd invade a bunch of privacy. Yeah, and then, but somehow the actual safety thus far is but an afterthought at the very end of his presentation. So this presentation is at least introed by some other idiot, Peter Marks, at about 1:57 or so into the video, the 8 hours, 50 minutes, 55 minute video. This Tom Shimabukuro of the CDC COVID-19 Vaccine Task Force, the Vaccine Safety Team. Why, this jackass is even going to have like a military outfit on with a bunch of ribbons and things. So 157.52 is when he's at least introed. And it's going to be about 206 that he gets to the part where the adverse events are, and he also does not mention them by list at all. So I'm going to go near there, give you those specifics, and let you hear that audio. And then just like the last one, I'll tell you how long those slides stay up, and I'll actually read them for you. But they should read same as what the previous audio that I'd given you when I explained what the slide said read. Although I think this one actually shows two slides. The Anderson guy only showed one slide for the quarter second. This stays up for more like a second and a half or 2 seconds, but two whole slides with a bunch of details. So I'll go find that now. All right, so here we are. This jackass at about 206.09 has a summary slide up. Remember, he's the vaccine safety team. And his summary is just about monitoring systems. Hadn't said a dang thing about the actual adverse events discovered so far. No, his summary is the CDC monitoring systems are capable of effectively monitoring COVID-19 vaccine safety, both under EUA and post-licensure. Analytic methods for VAERS and VCD have been validated through years of development and refinement. Data refresh and updates are timely, allowing for analyses in near real time. And additional vaccine safety privacy monitoring programs will contribute, especially early in the COVID-19 vaccination program. So this is at about 206.09 that this slide is showing up. Here, this he kind of takes a nervous swallow as he decides, yep, this is where we're going to do the slides, as I don't even mention them. And the only thing that I'm going to say is I'm going to turn it over to the next person, the colleague Stephanie Schrag. So he does not even mention them. It just says additional slides at the very end of his summary slide. So I'll let you listen to that, and I'll give you the context then of that. So let me find what we're going to be doing. I just read you a summary slide. I'll tune in to where he reads the summary slide, and then I'll stop once those slides that actually do show up have stopped, have shown, and no longer show. All right, here we go at 206.23. He's reading the summary slide. I already told you.
Especially early in the COVID-19 vaccination program.
Did you hear that swallow? I'm about to do something that's really crappy. I actually still have a conscience. I'm not quite a reptilian just yet. The last bullet point. Additional vaccine safety monitoring programs will contribute. Especially early in the COVID-19 vaccine program. The slide is still showing at 206.27.
Program.
Right there. 206.28, extra vaccine safety slides, but we don't see the detail yet.
And I'm going to turn things over
to
my colleague,
it's
Dr.
gone.
Schrag.
All he said was, I'm going to turn things over to my colleague, Dr. Schrag. So I'm going to, in real time, say when we see the first slide, when the last slide is no longer visible. So I'll say visible. No longer visible. That will stand for two different slides. Let me back up. All right, here we go. We're going to hear some of that summary slide again. I will point out when the actual adverse events that the previous guy, Mr. Anderson, said, oh, he already showed you those slides at the end of his presentation, so I won't dwell on them. Well, that's interesting because he didn't dwell on them. He didn't even mention them. They just showed very quickly. So I'm going to say visible, then not visible, or gone. So you can understand how long they showed up in real time.
Allowing for analyses in near real time, and additional safety monitoring programs will contribute, especially early in the COVID-19 vaccination program. And
visible.
I'm going to turn things over to my colleague,
not visible.
Dr. Schrag.
That's as long as it was, man. Isn't that insane? Isn't it insane? Let me look at the exact timestamps. Not exact timestamps, but what seconds are involved with the first one showing. The first slide shows at 206.29. The last slide is gone at 206.32. There's two slides. So again, as he's showing this, he just goes, I'm going to turn things over to my colleague. He doesn't even mention verbally. Oh, here's a list of the VAERS adverse events of special interest. Doesn't even mention it. So COVID-19 disease, this is a slightly different list, which is quite interesting. And this first one is in a different order. And oh my gosh, yeah, it's in a highly different order. COVID-19 disease, death, vaccination during pregnancy and adverse pregnancy outcomes. Guillain-Barre syndrome, I don't know that. Guillain-Barre syndrome, I don't know how to say it. Other clinically serious neurological AEs, acute disseminated encephalomyelitis, transverse myelitis, multiple sclerosis. So these are autoimmune systems, autoimmune disease associated with these vaccines, are associated with these vaccines, by the way, and autoimmune diseases like the demyelinization, the de-sheathing, if you will, of nerves, such as multiple sclerosis and the like. So that's part of the association there. I've covered that in previous podcasts. So another acute, other clinically serious neurological AEs in the group AE, whatever that means, optic neuritis, chronic inflammatory demyelinating polyneuropathy, encephalitis, myelitis, encephalomyelitis, meningoencephalitis, meningitis, encephalopathy, ataxia, and then I can't tell if this is, serious convulsions, and we're away from the neurologic, stroke, narcolepsy, cataplexy, autoimmune disease, which, as I've said before on previous episodes, again, the nanoparticle encasements for these vaccines and other general pharmaceuticals are a cause of autoimmune diseases. It's right in the literature. And here's another one, anaphylaxis, non-anaphylactic allergic reactions, acute myocardial infarction, which is a heart attack, I believe, myocarditis, pericarditis, thrombocytopenia, disseminated intravascular coagulation, venous thromboembolism, arthritis and arthralgia, Kawasaki disease, another autoimmune disease, multi-system inflammatory syndrome. So, all the things that you heard later on as the nightmare stories that actually happened were known on 10/22/2020. And when the guy for the CDC safety team covers his area, all it is additional slides that he doesn't list even one thing on verbally and barely even shows the slides. So there you go. Let's look at, and remember, myocarditis and the pericarditis, that is the inflammation of the heart or the membrane around the heart. And all of the coagulation and so on, venous thromboembolism, that's a blood clotting of some kind, I can't remember which. And there's your strokes, your heart attacks, all related to the either straight blood clotting when you're having no less than like just pharmacist give this, if you don't get the shot in the right spot, the inflammatory syndromes. I'm going to look at this next slide and tell you if there's anything that's not on the second slide that's applicable, because the second slide didn't appear in the first one that I told you about. The second slide, they hide things in abbreviations as they will. And it's got a lot of the same things. It must be kind of a different priority or a different. I'm a little confused on whether it gives more information as far as how much they knew, when they knew it, the likelihood thereof, and so on. The second slide for this jackass is that he doesn't even mention is a preliminary list of VSD pre-specified outcomes for RCA. And I don't recall what RCA is, nor VSD, but it's a list of more like just, say, 20 as opposed to the bigger list. But it's the same type of stuff. Acute disseminated encephalomyelitis, acute myocardial infarction, anaphylaxis, acute respiratory distress syndrome. So, you know, when you think of acute, it's not chronic stuff. It's immediate dramatic things. Acute respiratory distress syndrome. Now, remember what I've told you in the past. Oh, well, cause? What cause? It's just a syndrome. Well, what if you just found out that it's a specific effect of something you just did? Isn't that then a cause? Nope. It's just that sometimes that syndrome happens when this thing is introduced. Well, then is it just a syndrome? Isn't your syndrome kind of like, well, who knows? It's just bizarre, right? Just a mystery. Just a disorder of some kind. A syndrome. Acute respiratory distress. Don't you mean that this apparently causes acute respiratory distress? No. It's just, it's an outcome. Yeah, it's just a syndrome, though. Arthritis and arthralgia / joint pain, convulsions, seizures. Disseminated intravascular coagulation, which is your blood clotting. Disseminated intravascular coagulation. Encephalitis, myelitis, encephalomyelitis, meningoencephalitis, meningitis, encephalopathy. Probably didn't quite say that right. So maybe it's basically the same things listed in a different way for some different reason. This multi-system inflammatory syndrome in children. So remember, I've covered that in previous episodes. And the multi-inflammatory syndrome in children. Oh, the same children that had basically no effect from the initial threat, had no problems. But now we have multi-system inflammatory syndrome. Well, could that be because, if I'm trying to brush off the memory here, you're throwing spike proteins throughout the body and it's getting to multiple tissues and syndromes tissues and systems. And therefore, the body is inflaming therefrom. Yes, that's exactly what that is. Narcolepsy, cataplexy, myocarditis, pericarditis, stroke, transverse myelitis, venous thromboembolism. So yes, venous thromboembolism is really just clotting as well. Bad clotting, just like disseminated intravascular coagulation is clot related. The stroke is clot related. The acute myocardial infarction is clot related. They knew of all these. It absolutely will be incredibly dangerous to your circulatory system and your heart itself because it creates spike proteins on purpose. So there you go, guys. And you know what's interesting to me is that I try to put up some stuff. You can go find the captures from the first hyper-quick showing of the slides. I captured those on MeWe. I try to put the same thing up on Facebook, and I haven't put up anything recently on Facebook. And I'll be darned if they don't have that algorithm. The only purpose for this algorithm is to very generically touch and sense when something that is bad for the narrative is even brought up. Like my point, yes, it was that those things showed, but more specifically, it was that those things barely showed in an FDA meeting. So yes, they knew about it. But then more specifically that even when they knew about it, they went the extra step of trying to ensure that very few people knew what they knew. And yet it's like, I get some dumb tag that no doubt undershares my information. And it says something like, Your post is about the same thing, the same context that has been fact-checked and found to be missing context. No, it's not. I couldn't even find your story, A. B, you're going to say something like that they knew. I don't know, that they knew, but, and you're going to say something to the effect of, well, you know, that was their best guess at the time, so it's missing context. No, a nuance fact always has context, quote, missing. Okay, you can always, if you're going to lie that way, say you're missing context because you could have been more complete. Well, I didn't need to be more complete. The nuance stood for what it stood for. I don't have to add an encyclopedia entry every time I'm making a point. If you think I do, then everything is missing nuance. Everything is missing context. And sometimes it's true that something is more misleading, but not for me. My specific thing is, were these listed in October of 2022? Of 2020? Yes, they were. They were known and were listed by important people, FDA, CDC, and yet that's one. And then when they did share it in a meeting, they only shared it long enough so it could pass a fact check, but not the fact check of why did you only show it for literally a quarter second? So no, your fact check is not making the same point in the same context that my post is. But Facebook threw that tag on there anyway. So the sheep of the world will see that. And it's just their excuse for my stuff to no doubt get undershared underneath. And so I just went ahead and literally got rid of my Facebook account. It'll be sitting there for 30 days, but I am not taking it back. They can go screw themselves. If you are now visiting Facebook, honestly, you're part of the problem. I said this in my last comment on a post. You need to go somewhere else. You need to stop giving them any business whatsoever. And I do mean it. If it's your business, say, well, I got to be other for my business. No, you don't. Are you going to give the tyrants more power? So that'll be gone. Of course, it sets there for 30 days. Hopefully, they'll change their mind. I'm not going to change my mind. But you can go find the screen caps on MeWe, and maybe I'll share this screen cap over there as well. The screen caps for when the Anderson was on that showed one slide for literally less than a second. So I may capture these, but you'll get the point. It's the same slideshow that, I'm sorry, the same big meeting, and at 2:06:31, give or take, of that meeting is when this CDC safety task force doesn't even talk about the safety that they know. No, he just talks about the ability to monitor and monitor safety after. But never mind what they have found out thus far as safety. I'll show that for 2 seconds, not mention it, and talk right over it. But I will have a little bit of guilt left, and I'll have to just swallow my guilt. Let's go listen to him real quick. Swallow his guilt. We'll leave it at that. So refreshing this context, he's reading off of his summary. He's got 4 bullet points. The second to last one starts with data refresh. The last one goes with starts with additional vaccine safety monitoring. In the middle of that, he knows he's just going to barely show these slides, not mention them, and just turn it over to his colleague. You'll hear his and then all I will say over the top again, just how quickly these appeared and then disappeared. And you've heard all the information that was on them, so let's go ahead and listen.
They have been validated through years of development and refinement. Data refresh and updates are timely, allowing for analyses in near real time, and additional safety monitoring programs will contribute.
I'm about to have to do something reptilian, but I'm going to do it anyway, but it does bother me for now. Don't worry, I'm earning my skills as we speak. I'm going to listen to that again, and I'll continue it through. It's after he says we'll contribute, especially early in the COVID. I'm about to be a true scum of the earth, enemy of the people, and going specifically against any Hippocratic oath I have, if he's even a doctor. I'm pretty sure he is.
So let's listen to that without me interrupting. Yeah.
Especially near real time, and additional safety monitoring programs will contribute, especially early in the COVID-19 vaccination program. And I'm going to turn things over to my colleague, Dr. Schreg.
Yep. Truly, truly, truly the enemies of the people. All right, guys, thanks for listening.